Mike is a hero because he chose to serve his country as a Marine and as a Nevada Guardsman, but he was also a hero because he chose to serve his community in the most commendable way. This is an extremely painful day for Nevada National Guard, as we have lost a valued member, and the community has lost one of its true heroes, and a teacher and a citizen airman. Our understanding is that Mike, true to hero's form, made an attempt to talk the shooter out of using his weapon before becoming a victim of this senseless tragedy.
That's the voice of Colonel Jeff Burkett. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. You can tell he was talking about what happened in Nevada, and a very brave man, a popular math teacher, Mike Lansbury, who, as he described there, tried to talk the 12-year-old boy who brought the gun to school into putting it down. But ultimately, the student shot him, then shot himself to death with the pistol. And this was after he had already hit two boys with a couple of bullets, and they're in stable condition now. At this point, they say he was yelling a bunch of things, and people were running, and he was yelling out, "Why are you laughing at me? Why are you doing this to me?" And it happened Monday morning, early in the morning. So sad times for the kids at that school who are off now for the week as the administrators and teachers and parents tried to figure out what's next before they come back to Sparks Middle School. And the two wounded students, as I mentioned, thank goodness, not life-threatening wounds. And the 911 calls I listened to today and we aired earlier on the show, I have to tell you, were just absolutely chilling. This teacher served in Kuwait and Afghanistan with the Air National Guard. And I'm sure more details will come out. It's looking more and more like this was kind of a bullying thing where he felt like he was being bullied, and this is, you know, ultimately what happened. So schools and guns and what to do and how to protect kids, what is the safety issue here, what do? How do you hammer down, clamp down on bullying problems, and how do you figure that out? You know, there's that old saying, kids will be kids, but kids can't be kids anymore because it's a whole different world. And, you know, ultimately, are you going to have kids that are going to run to the office to say they were bullied? Are you going to have other kids that are going to report kids what they think are doing bullying? And, you know, it's just one giant circle and one huge problem, sadly, in this country. Among the things that we're dealing with, and boy, there's a lot to celebrate about being an American, and I say this all the time, I couldn't be prouder or happy, honestly, to live in this country, having been in other places and seen what life is like for other people. But to preserve our way of life, boy, one of the things that we have got to get under control is these kids. We have to keep our children safe, for goodness sake, when they go to school. We have to figure that out. And, you know, it's not a finger-pointing thing, because what is it you do? Run drills, teach kids to look for certain things, arm teachers who feel like they could be armed, send in security guards, more security guards, and, of course, all of this costs money, and that's part of the problem. Speaking of money, you know, still, what's happening with the healthcare.gov site is heavy on the minds of a lot of people, because the president, to start the week off, addressed the problems, said they should be fixed by February. Kathleen Sebelius was quick the day after on Tuesday to come out and say that the president had no knowledge of any previous problems with the website because they had done a bunch of dry runs and they were disastrous. They didn't work. There was problems signing up and other technical issues. And then they unrolled it on October 1st, and, of course, a lot of people went to the website. The hits were overwhelming, and they were rolling people out. People couldn't sign up, and there were lots of problems on the technical side with the website. And even some insurance companies, I guess because of the dry runs, were skeptical that the website would even be ready to go live on October 1st. And the site failed for those tests before the rollout. But Kathleen Sebelius is saying that the president didn't know that, that he had no idea that that previously had happened. They say that about 20 million people have visited the website so far, and 500,000 have created accounts. Kathleen Sebelius will go on the Hill next week to testify before a committee on Wednesday, and you can bet they'll drill her on the whole site thing and why, if it wasn't ready, was it rolled out, and if this has glitches, how can we trust that the system is going to be okay and insurance is going to be vetted out quickly. So one of the things that they did immediately is start to look into, okay, who's going to ride into Washington on a white horse and save the day? And they found someone from Silicon Valley now, but somebody who's involved in the government, former acting Office of the Management and Budget Director Jeff Zients, to counsel the team as they try to salvage this website. He's going to be the leader of the project, and it's going to include a bunch of those experts from Silicon Valley that he'll work with and handpick, and government contractors, and they say, so this is what it takes to do this website. Silicon Valley, the brightest brains, government contractors, scholars, and this former Office of Management and Budget Director, Zients, to fix this website. And Zients is supposed to begin work as the director of the National Economic Council at the end of the year. So what is going on in the West Wing? Lots of dysfunction. They're going to have to figure out a way to cut through the red tape and make this happen, apparently. Got to figure out a way to do that. But the main thing is that website has to be sailing. It has to work. Because you can't roll out a program that was controversial for some, others just desperate to drink from the fountain of affordable health care, either side of this, and then have it, you know, blow up. It has to be able to work. Even if there were problems here or there, this is the president's signature law that he thinks changes the game for Americans. So you cannot roll something out and have it blow up this much. It just can't happen. The press secretary, Jay Carney, says Zients has a proven track record and would provide some short-term advice, assessments, and recommendations to the team, it sounds like a corporation, to iron out the site's technical problems. And he's leading it. He's the head of it. Because you know how IT projects are. If any of you have worked with IT people, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I think it shows that they're not that confident in the Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius. In fact, Congressman Paul Ryan is calling for her resignation, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. All right, more to come in this Hour of America tonight. We're going to fill in the blanks next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can say that can't be saved.
Oh, we gotta fill in the blanks.
Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to
play. I think with some news you can abuse. Yeah, we gotta have a little fun here in America tonight. Cause boy, are we just getting kicked in the gut with a lot of sad, sad stories, huh? Although this could be considered a sad story. Would you spend any money on a plastic surgeon to make you look like a singer, a famous actor, a famous politician? Please tell me there's no one in this audience that would do that. Not that I'm judging, mind you. There's a Los Angeles songwriter named Toby Sheldon. I saw a picture of him. And he's so crazed with Justin Bieber, he spent $100,000 to have plastic surgery to look like Bieber. And he does look like him. In the picture, he looks like him. I mean, not exactly, but pretty darn close. Pretty darn close. He's 33 years old. Now, why would you have smile surgery? I mean, there's got to be a crazy punchline in this somewhere. To look like Justin Bieber. All those surgeries, the injections, the hair transplants, that's what he had to undergo. Something is just not right. What if he gets tired of that look? I don't want to look like Justin Bieber anymore. Well, for another $100,000, he can be just like some of those women in Hollywood. We can undo that. See if he has any giant lips or a chin or some of the crazy things that people do. You know, I say wrinkles are wrinkles, right, guys? Shows that you have wisdom. At some point, you got to just say, there's only so many times that you can dig into the fountain of youth, and then you are asking. You are asking for it because something is going to go wrong. Speaking of something going wrong, this is humorous only because I don't believe anybody was hurt, but an English school had to be forced to close its doors, at least temporarily, after an outbreak of what they call false widow spiders. And it's a poisonous spider. And what happens is they have just invaded this school. And apparently it resembles the black widow. I saw a picture of it. And it's colonized in parts of southern England for, they say, a century or so. And it's gotten really bad. The bite causes a swelling or fever. And so far, no one at the school was bitten, but they're concerned about it because they've just seen way too many of them. I would say that that's a good reason to close school for a little bit, to bring out the exterminators, look for those deadly spiders. You know, if you're a kid and you know that, you know they have an announcement, they tell you, okay, geez, you got to look for, be careful, look in these corners or look in your shoes or whatever. Be careful for these spiders. You know, kids are just looking all over the place for them, thinking they're everywhere in their book bag, on the shelf, whatever it is. And it's kind of a cool story. I noticed this the other day. There, by my home, there's a place called Half Price Books. And you can bring books in and sell books for, you know, a song. I guess they won't give you really a lot of money for them. But this store is really cool. They sell books and other things for what it says, half price. And then they donate a lot of that money to causes. They do philanthropic things. Well, one of the things they have a lot of are vinyl records. And I just read a story that vinyl records have hit a 10-year high, they say, especially in England is where people are buying them. They say, and they have statistics on it, in 2013, almost 550,000 LPs have been sold. And that they say it's the highest number in any full year since 2003. And if the trend continues, it could reach, you know, almost 700,000 by December. And I think there is, you know, what's old is new, throwback stuff. I think people, kids, whatever, things cycle around and they want to go get vinyl. And people are doing that. And a lot of the top selling record is Random Access Memories. And it's actually the new album from a French electronic dance band, Duo Daft Punk, which includes their hit, Get Lucky. You know that song? Lucky. I can't do it. I'm a terrible, terrible singer. But anyway, and apparently that song, they say, was inspired by disco, the 70s, all that kind of stuff. So that's on vinyl, and they're snapping it up all over the place. I think that's going to get bigger. I think that that old is new thing comes around, and that you've got ways to convert and play vinyl. And I think there's something that gets lost in the sound. And as much as, of course, we all have iPods and whatnot, I think there is something to the whole idea of going back to vinyl. And if you collect the records, you know. It's a unique kind of hobby now, but you can find those records. You can find the records at garage sales. You can find them at certain stores, vintage stores, and what. And I think that trend continues. And probably in England, they'll be talking about people picking up more than a million vinyl copies of, you know, whatever it is. But, in the United States, they're doing the same thing. A lot of people are going back to vinyl or introducing their kids to vinyl because there's ways to play it. There's ways to play it through the computer where you just hook it up. And it's just a little tiny thing that you can play whether it's the 45s or bigger or the albums on. And it's pretty cool. It's actually pretty cool to go through the records because you forget about the art on the covers and some of the things that were on some of those old covers. Boy, this kid must have been so excited. I have heard about this park now for so long. I almost want to go there just because I'm curious. A 14-year-old has a 3.85 carat diamond. It wasn't given to her for an engagement or any other reason, of course. 14 is pretty young. What happened is that she was at the Arkansas Crater of Diamonds State Park, and she was digging in the dirt for about 2 hours when she found it on the surface. It was a yellow teardrop-shaped diamond, so it's the size of a jelly bean, and the park is the only diamond-producing site in the U.S. that's open to the public. How cool is that? That she's just sitting there for 2 hours and then came across this. I saw a picture of it. It's very, very cool. I mean, very cool. It looks like, it looks almost like she went into a store and actually got it. But that's a pretty sizable diamond. I wonder if anybody would, she would sell it and anybody would give her any money for it. Maybe. The Albuquerque Zoo has an African elephant calf. You know, for a while, the elephants were becoming extinct, and so whenever one's born, it's always a big deal. This elephant they call Jasmine, and she was born about 3 weeks ago. What they did was hundreds of people cast votes for their favorite name online at the zoo, and they say the name was appropriate because it carries on a family flower tradition. The calf's mother is named Rosie. The sister is, or that should be really Rosie, I bet. The sister is Daisy. So the zoo is going to host an elephant baby shower next month. What do you bring to an elephant baby shower? Lots of leaves, I guess. What is the baby elephant like to eat, I would say? I mean, for fun, they're doing it. They're sticking it up, but that's pretty cool. Kids get excited. It's exciting when you have the baby elephants, and you see they grow up pretty quickly, and some of them are just giant. But when they're babies, they are the cutest deal. And how often do you get to see a baby elephant? Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We can count. Boy, it was hard to choose where we were going to start, but we're going to start here. How about this for something that will make you furious when we live in this age of bullying? The coach of a Texas high school team has been accused of bullying in a formal complaint after a 91-zip blowout game. Yeah, it's true. The dad of a player on the Western Hills High School football team claims Aledo High School football coach Tim Buchanan encouraged his players to bully their opponents by running up the score. He learned of the online complaint Buchanan did against him on Saturday, the day after his team beat Western Hills in a 4A matchup. High school football. He says it wasn't good for anybody. He said he sat and he's gone over and over about what they could have done differently. He said the score could have easily been 150-0. Oh, that's not going to help anything. Yeah, we could have creamed your kids 150-0. What kind of kids does he have on his football team? Or is everybody else just that poor? His team is averaging almost 70 points a game, and they're, of course, on their way to a 7-0 record. So because it's a state law, Alito's principal has to investigate the complaint and prepare a report. It was filed with the school district, which the law requires to provide bullying complaint forms on its website. And under the University Interscholastic League, the governing body, of course, for high school sports in Texas anyway, only has a mercy rule for six-man football, and they end a game when one team gets ahead by 45 points by halftime or later. But there is no mercy rule for 11-man football. Oh, that's brutal. I mean, that is embarrassing. But even worse that he says it could have been 150. 150 to nothing. I mean, it's the kids are just that good, I guess, and the other competition isn't quite as good. Who do they have to choose from? Yeah? All right, this is a serious thing. 300,000 people, 300,000 people are losing coverage, health care coverage. Health plans are sending hundreds of cancellation letters to people who buy their own coverage. How did that happen? The main reason is because insurers offer, say that the policies fall short of what the Affordable Care Act requires starting January 1st. Most are ending policies sold after the law was passed in 2010, and a few are canceling plans sold to people with pre-existing medical conditions. So, wow, will they be better off? Will they be worse off? What does it mean for prescription drugs, you know, mental health treatment, maternity care, all of that stuff? Is it going to be better or is it going to be worse? They say Florida Blue, specifically, this is who I'm mentioning here, is terminating about 300,000 policies, 80% of its individual policies in the state. Kaiser Permanente in California sent notices to 160,000 people, about half of its individual business in the state. And insurer Highmark in Pittsburgh is dropping about 20% of its individual market customers. Independence Blue Cross, which is the big insurer in Philly, is dropping 45%. 45%. And they're canceling different parts of it for different reasons, for, you know, whatever it might be. And some getting the cancellations say it looks like their costs will go up, even though some of the studies are saying, no, it'll be based on your income, you know, what the income is, the subsidies. But, you know, here's the problem. You have people that have policies that went through what they were getting before. Maybe it costs them, you know, $300, $250, you know, whatever it is. Now it's costing them, in some cases, almost double that, and the deductible is really high. So the out-of-pocket costs are so much more. And see, this is the thing that's confusing people. The people who are working that are middle class and they're making okay money, but it's not like they're making a fortune, but enough that it pushes them off of their plans and into something different where it's looking like it's going to cost them more in the premiums, it's going to cost them more in the deductibles and all that kind of stuff. And that'll be rough because then they're going to have to come out, that's out-of-pocket money. And if things are really tight, then that gets, you know, that gets, it gets tougher to try to stretch those checks as other things are starting to, obviously, as always in life, going up. And then when the health care goes up, oh boy, then that gets rough. And then if something happens to you too as well, there's got to be a better way, folks. Oh, got to be a better way. I happened to come across this when I was looking at a sports website, but what's interesting is on Monday night, Deadspin, if you want a good laugh, go to the Deadspin website. They sometimes they're even breaking stories, actually. Deadspin posted photos from somebody claiming he purchased one ticket to a game in the upcoming World Series for $6 on StubHub, and he actually paid only $3 for the ticket, but got add-ons at the checkout window, $1 service fee and $2 delivery fee. And here's the thing. StubHub says the $6 World Series ticket sale was a fraud, and the transaction was canceled, and the buyer was refunded. So the guy who got the World Series ticket and posted it all over the place thought he was actually going to get to go. And no, $6. If it seems too good to be true, buddy, guess what? I hate to burst your bubble. It's not. Something has happened, and you're not going to get that World Series seat. But he really thought he was, and I guess by posting it and tweeting it and all that stuff, he figured that maybe there was somehow some way that it could, that miracles happen and it could be true. When do you pay $6 for any game? What do you pay $6 World Series game, especially? Where are you getting World Series tickets for $6? I don't think so. $6. Mm-mm. Not happening. All right, let's move on to a poll. I feel like I'm hitting you over the head with a lot of polls, but it is numbers. We can count. It works. It works. Voters, they say, feel more inclined to throw Republicans out of Congress than Democrats. We keep hearing this, don't we, over and over and over again. And at least in these polls. So here's the latest poll. It's at 75 again. The survey of 841 adults found that 75% believe that Republicans don't deserve re-election. 54% say Democrat incumbents don't deserve another term. When they were asked how they might vote in 2014, they said they would choose a Democratic candidate for Congress over a Republican by a 50% to 42% margin. So that's the 8-point margin error thing, right? It's similar to the Wall Street Journal NBC poll, same thing there. I've talked about that. So in a day or two later, nothing has changed in these projections. The Republicans are getting hammered in the polls anyway for what happened with the shutdown. So they're bearing the brunt of it, I guess, for lack of a better way to say it, of what happened with the government shutdown. You know, it's interesting as we push our way through these numbers and talk about the significance of numbers. One thing that's crazy is you can always, when you flip numbers around, you can always make them read differently. It depends on, you know, for example, this guy who spent 4.5 hours on a phone, and this was a wild thing. He spent 4.5 hours on the phone on the Obamacare hotline, but he couldn't sign up. So after the whole Rose Garden thing, you know, this story comes out where he's talking about once you get on the phone with a trained representative, it takes 25 minutes to apply for the coverage, about 45 minutes for a family. Once you apply, you'll get contacted by email or postal mail. That's what the president said. But this was an example of somebody who was on the phone waiting, and live chatted everything, but the live representative brought it back around and just sent him back to the website. There was no, okay, I'm going to sign up for this with you and help you along in your quest to sign up for it. So in the end, he didn't get signed up. I would say that's a blunder because now this is a phone thing. So it's not only just, okay, you're trying on the website, but now we're telling you, please, please go to our phones. Get a representative on the phone, and they'll handle it. They'll take care of it, so you don't worry about it. You'll get notification. It'll all be worked out, but you don't have to be sitting there parked on the website. It'll take you a half an hour or 45 minutes, and that's it. That's it. You don't have to worry about it. We got your back. Oof. You know what they have to do? They have to release one of those books, The Idiot's Guide to Signing Up for Obamacare, something like that. The ABCs of your health care coverage. I'm just saying. All right, coming up next, Mick Barron talking about mortgages. Pretty significant if you're looking for modifications. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Yourself in a situation, I know this actually happened to me, where you got the house, finally you found the one, you're going for the mortgage, and it looks like everything's fine, not a problem, and this could be a refi, or just straight up it's the flat mortgage on it, or whatever it might be, and you took forever, because the paperwork is nightmarish. I hate paperwork, period, and I remember all too well going through that period. And then you get a call from the bank and they say, it's missing. It almost sounds like when people say they didn't get your phone call or your text, even though you definitely know it went through. It feels like that when the bank says it. So what's the deal on this? In It's Your Business, I thought it would be fun to have mortgage specialist Mick Barron join us here on America Tonight. Mick, thanks for popping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, so here's the deal. I mean, you know this. You've got a website, howtomodify.com, and that's happening a lot, the refis and all that kind of stuff and changes. So what is it? Is it our fault? Is it something stupid a lot of times you miss on the paperwork? Or what are the mistakes that get people into the situation where things are missing or the paperwork's missing, or what is it?
Well, when you talk about home loan modifications, that's this person that has an existing loan that for some reason experienced a hardship and needs some assistance. The banks really require a lot of information. The information has to be there. Banks are looking at everything. They're dotting their I's, crossing their T's. New regulations have come into play, 2014. It's not as easy like it used to be. A lot of people are still, you know, back 5 years ago, when loans were much easier to get. Now it's qualification. It's all about qualification. But the great thing about a loan modification, it's basically a financial need. You don't have to have great credit. If you're talking about a new loan, you know, the mortgage originator that's assisting you should be able to walk you through everything you will need and get everything for the bank. Now, like anything else, there's very good people in the business, and there's people that maybe need a little bit more training, let's say. Let's be nice. Okay? So, but as far as, like, the home loan modification, we created a software to help people through those challenges. In other words, we try to give you all the information that you need so the bank will not say no to your home loan modification.
Yeah, and I mean, and nobody wants to go through that. Like I said, it's just, it is what it is. It's, there's reams of paperwork and you want to get it done, and that's the bottom line. So typically, you've been in this game for a while. How long does a mortgage application take from start to finish to get done?
4 to 6 weeks for a home loan application that's brand new. A modification can take anywhere between 30 days to 6 months. And if you go past 6 months, something is wrong.
Yeah, so if you hit that six-month period, that's when you, actually maybe even before that, do you start calling your mortgage broker or the people helping you?
Well, if you're doing a brand new home loan, you should be in touch with your mortgage broker every few days. If you're doing a modification, you should be calling the bank once a week.
Yeah. As you keep mentioning, you know, the modification thing, are a lot of people doing modification? Is that coming up a lot?
Yeah, it's really a trend now because there's, you know, a lot of people are still in trouble out there. And especially since we just had, you know, the numbers come out, it looks like 27% of people are still underwater. They owe more than what their home is worth. We've had a little bit of a setback with the economy. So it's still very popular. We're still getting a lot of clients to the site. We're still helping a lot of people. The banks tell me I have a 3 to 4 year backlog.
Wow, 3 to 4 years. That seems like a long time to me, but yeah, that means that, like you said, that means that people are certainly still in trouble. No question about it. You just gave us that timeline. So if we see commercials or somebody said they read something somewhere about how long it should take, and it should take, 30 days. If it's a Speedy Gonzalez type deal, if the company's saying they can get it done, lickety split, should you be concerned?
I think they need to be concerned on the modification side because they're going to get less hand-holding there. The modification side, I've not seen anybody go faster than 30 days, and I've seen a lot of people who come to us who have been in modification for 2 years. And if you're in modification for 2 years, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so you have to look at that for sure. And we mentioned this and we're talking about it, but some of the biggest problems, and not a straight-up home loan like we're mentioning, like if you're talking about the first time or second time or whatever, specifically in the modification process, since so many people, as you said, are underwater still 27% and they're going through this, what seems to be the biggest problem in completing it, in completing the whole process? What are the things they need to avoid?
Well, they have to give the bank all the information, and believe me, the bank requires a lot of information for a modification. But the nice thing about the modification, the credit is not a priority. So if you miss 2 or 3 payments and your credit is suffering, you're below 650, maybe even below 550, it doesn't really matter at that point. The bank is looking at the total picture here. How can they help you? And the banks do want to help, but one of the things that they really don't get, and that's something we do at How to Modify, is they don't get personal service. You have a lot of people in the modification business that are working for the banks, and they have 300 files on their desk. So you really have to stay on top of your own file. It's self-responsibility. I have some clients that come to us that have been unsuccessful, tried 5 times to get a home loan modification. They come to our website, and they fill out the paperwork, they submit it to the bank, and they get the modification. The difference is we don't let you complete your self-help software program until you're completely finished. You can't print anything out. So we don't let you make mistakes so the banks can set on those mistakes and then disqualify you because you haven't responded.
Yeah, and again, we're talking with Mick Barron, and Mick, you know what you're talking about because from what I understand in your background, I was talking to someone today about this, that you invested in the real estate market. You did well with your engineering background, and you were able to invest in real estate, and then you went through the housing bust. As you were getting those properties and feeling really good about it, when the housing bust happened, what did that feel like to you?
Oh, I think it feels like everyone. It was a terrible experience. I mean, you know, all my education that I had, all the family that I, you know, it always said, buy real estate.
Yeah.
And it was a very good hobby. It was a great business for me. And we were making a lot of money, my wife and I. And then all of a sudden it just ended. And it was a very quick stop. It wasn't like we were warned. And so that's how this business really started, is we started helping people after we were successful with our own situation, and it just grew and grew. And then finally we decided we had to give an affordable solution to somebody, because attorneys were charging, you know, $6,000, $10,000, and we had several clients coming to us, you know, they couldn't afford those type fees. So we created a self-help software program for $299. They go online, it educates them, tells them what they need to do, and they're in control of their own destiny. So you're not paying a large firm that's not going to call you. You're going to get updates weekly. You're going to do it yourself. You're going to know what's going on.
So when it happened to you, and you were you guys were stunned by it, and you realized you got to educate yourself and you got to figure it out, what was the toughest part? Because we've talked about this throughout this conversation here on how to modify. What was the toughest thing for you to figure out when you were pulling yourself out of the real estate bomb?
Well, as an engineer, I have I'm a systematic guy. I have a system for everything. And the toughest part was dealing with the banks, because they had no system. It was total confusion. I mean, you could talk to, even today, you can call up a bank, talk to the modification department, ask a question, and you're going to get a different answer from two or three different people. So you really have to understand what's going on, how to modify. That's what we did. We took all the experts, we put it together. That's how I started achieving success, because like everybody, I had some failures. In other words, my first two or three times, I failed miserably, but then I figured out how to make this work, and that's when we started achieving success.
Did you, after investing in the real estate, doing this modification, getting back into more security from the money that you had spent out, would you still tell people, hey, listen, the economy, some people are still underwater and the economy is sluggish in some areas, but would you still say, like what you heard from your family, what I heard from my family, what we always hear, land is a precious commodity and you should invest in real estate. Would you still say you should invest in real estate?
I think you have to be more cautious than before, because I think in the past, historically, except for, you know, a few different times, very small time frames, when you invested in real estate, it may have gone down a little, but, you know, you're looking at, in some cases, I've seen real estate go down by 50%. A gentleman that came to us, he had paid $200,000 for a lot in West Palm Beach. A year ago, it was only worth $18,000. So what I tell people is, I think right now is a good time to sell real estate, but there's a limited supply of real estate out there, so the prices are high. Now, the mortgage companies have just reported that 27% of the mortgage originations have disappeared. In other words, they're laying off people. It's in the news, et cetera. The banks are not doing as many mortgages as they used to. So that tells me eventually the supply will increase and the buyers will decrease. So short term, the next 6-7 months, I'm not really sure if it's a good time to buy real estate. I would sit back if it were me, and that's what I'm actually doing for myself, looking at the real estate market and wait the spring before I start purchasing any type of investment property.
All right, some good advice. Nick Barron, president and founder of HowToModify.com. Check it out there. It'll answer more questions certainly for you. Nick, thanks.
Thank you.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.